The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It never was the devil's. But what happened is man, through disobedience, gave the stewardship of the earth over to Satan. But when Jesus Christ came back, he not only released people from the power of darkness, but he released all of creation back into the stewardship of mankind, so that now, again, it is true, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord's and all the people therein. And so now Satan's realm is the second heaven realm. That's why in Ephesians 6:12, it says this: for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, which is arche, which is the same word as archangels, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. So it's saying that our fight is not with the people of this earth. Our fight is with spiritual forces and archangels, rulers of wickedness in heavenly realms. Well, we know that can't be third heaven, because he's fallen from that third heaven, and because it's the realm of God. And we know it's not this first heaven specifically, because that has been given back to man through the work of Jesus Christ. And so in heavenly realms, we believe this speaks of what we term as the second heaven realm, or the realm of the fallen. Now again, don't get the mistaken idea that this is geographical. This is spiritual. This is dimensional. This is a dimension that is between our physical heaven and between the third heaven, which is a spiritual dimensional realm. And in that in-between state is the second heaven realm, the realm of the fallen. And so that means that the first heaven realm